Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إذا حييت بتحية فحي بأحسن منها، وإذا أسديت إليك يد فكافئها بما يربي عليها، والفضل مع ذلك للبادئ.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "If you are met with a greeting, give better greetings in return. If a hand of help is extended to you, do a better favor in return, although the credit would remain with the one who was first."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are a great very many traditions by the divinely appointed messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where His Eminence, the Messenger of Allah, speaks about the different qualities and characteristics and the attributes and, of course, the relationship between himself and the commander of the believers, his living miracle, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so when we see these traditions and we compare them with the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in its various different dimensions, we really realize how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam really emphasized that people need to follow Imam Ali alayhi salam, they need to obey Imam Ali alayhi salam, that they need to come under the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and of course that he is the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, when we talk about being the successor to the Messenger of Allah, of course, it's very important to know that this is not merely a socio-political successorship. And on the other hand, this is not merely a religious and spiritual successorship. Matter of fact, this wilaya and this successorship is in reality the all-encompassing wilaya and the all-encompassing authority and successorship of the Messenger of Allah. So yes, it involves both the socio-political aspect, it involves the religious and spiritual aspect as well. In one of these places in which we find that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizes this relationship that he has with Imam Ali alayhi salam, he speaks with one of his esteemed wives, Lady Umme Salama. And so he says to her, he says, "Oh, Umme Salama, did you know who this individual was?" And so she replies and says, "Yes, he is Ali ibn Abi Talib." And then the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, says, "Ali's temperament is my temperament, his flesh, his blood, and all the dimensions of his existence come from my existence. He is the one who will act to what I have promised. Listen to this and be a witness to it. O Umme Salama, he is the treasure of my knowledge and the leader of the believers after me." In this fashion, we have found that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has on very many occasions spoken about this relationship that he had with Imam Ali alayhi salam, to the point where the Messenger of Allah is saying that the temperament of the Messenger is the temperament of Imam Ali, and vice versa. The temperament of Imam Ali is the temperament and the ways and the manners of the Messenger of Allah. And not only this, he talks about the physical aspect as well, and that closeness, that the flesh of Imam Ali, the blood of Imam Ali, and all the dimensions of the existence of Imam Ali come from the existence of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. This is no small statement. We have not seen this kind of a statement about any other individual from among the companions or even the relatives of the Messenger of Allah. And so, of course, this connection, the closer one is connected to an individual, the more similar they are. And here, the Holy Prophet is saying that it's one and the same. And so truly, the universal persona of Imam Ali is in reality the universal persona of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon them both. And so we should try our best to be able to follow in the footsteps of this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Another comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of none other than Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
When we look at the concept of vilayat, which has different meanings and dimension, it means the leadership of Ali and Ali Ali. It means the sense of love that we have towards Ali and Ali Ali. So all different meanings of vilayat come in when we use the term vilayat. And the importance of this can be explained in many, many words and, you know, articles and books. But since I'm talking to Shias, I think the best thing would be to go to the words of the Masumin themselves. beginning with the hadith from the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where it talks about the importance of the vilayat of Ali and the Imams who came after him. And this is a hadith which is reliable, acceptable by the Shia ulama, and it's narrated by Zurara, a very famous companion of the Imam. There are actually four or five of them who are known to be the pillars of the teachings of the sixth Imam. If it hadn't been because of them, you know, the ahadith of the Imams would have been lost. And Zurara says one day, the sixth Imam talked about this concept of the five pillars of Islam. And you must have heard this term many times before, you know, especially the majority Muslims, the Sunni Muslims also talk about this concept of five pillars. And when we are talking about five pillars, we are not talking about usul al-deen. That's a different thing. An imam also talks about five pillars, but there is difference in one item in the Sunni version of the narration and the Shia version of the narration. The imam says, "Bunya al-Islam ala khamsa ashiya." Islam is based on five things: ala salat, wa zakat, wa al-hajj, wa sawm, wa al-wilaya. Islam is based on five things. One is namaz, the second is the issue of zakat, number third is hajj, number fourth is the fasting of the month of Ramadan, and number fifth is wilaya. In the Sunni version of the narration, it says ash-shahada, you know, the kalamatain, the shahadatain. But in the Shia ahadith, everywhere you will see any imam who talks about the five pillars, he talks about namaz and roza and zakat and hajj, and then he talks about wilayat. And so Zurara basically asked him a question when he heard this. He says, فَأَيُّ ذَلِكَ عَفُوَلُ. Out of these five pillars of Islam, which is the most important one? Which is the most afdal? An imam says, الْوِلَايَةُ أَفْضَلُهُنَّ لِأَنَّهَا مِفْتَاحُهُنَّ وَالْوَالِي هُوَ الدَّلِيلَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Imam says that out of these five pillars of Islam, vilayat is the most important one, because this is the key to the other pillars of faith. And the holder of the vilayat, the imam, is the one who will teach you how to do the correct namaz, how to do the correct roza, how to pay the correct zakat, and how to do the correct hajj. So all the four actually depend on the vilayat and guidance of the Imam Ma'soom, and therefore vilayat is the most important of all five pillars of Islam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Did Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.